This is Caps This Morning with John Walton and Ben Raby on Caps Radio 24/7.
It's the Capitals and the Pittsburgh Penguins tonight in a wild card showdown. A look at the ever-tightening playoff race in the East and Tarik El-Bashir on this week's Capitals Rink Report TV show and more. Good morning, everybody. Today is Thursday, April 4th. Welcome to Caps This Morning here on Caps Radio 24/7. The Capitals waking up this morning in the district, still holding the second wild card spot in the Eastern Conference with 8 games to play as the Penguins come to town this evening. It's the fourth and final meeting of the year with the guys from Western Pennsylvania. Capitals have won 2 of the first 3, and both games played in Steel City. The Pens have closed within 3 points of Washington for the final playoff spot in the East. So there's plenty of motivation on both sides tonight as the Capitals looking to snap a 3-game winless skid. Charlie Lindgren expected to get the start in goal tonight. No update yet on TJ Oshie's status for this evening. We'll see what happens at the skate later this morning with number 77. Here on the show today, Tarik El-Bashir back with us. Our latest Capitals Rink Report comes out today at 4 on Monumental Sports Network. We discuss that, Charlie Lindgren, John Carlson, and tonight's game with Pittsburgh. Well, Tarik, thanks for joining us here. We got a new TV show coming out this week. Yeah. A really fun conversation with John Carlson, looking back at the very beginning of his career, reflecting on 1,000 games, and really nice to have that opportunity to have that long sit down and kind of hear a little bit of where it all started and where he is now.
Yeah, you know, John is one of my favorite guys to talk to in the room. Covered him since the beginning. I always feel like I have a pretty good connection with those guys that, you know, I covered their draft day, and I've covered pretty much every game they've played since. And it was really cool to connect with him on Capitals Rink Report, and you know, I think feel like he opened up quite a bit. We got to ask him about leadership and obviously getting to 1,000 games, which is incredible given how much work that guy puts in. The fact that he's out there 26 minutes a night, you know, especially this year at age 34 in his 15th season. I asked him about Vanessa Carlton. That was pretty funny.
That was really good.
He was also caught off guard by that, but was also pleasantly surprised and entertained. If anyone hasn't seen that, go to X or anywhere on social media and find it. It's pretty funny. But yeah, just, you know, it's really cool to watch a guy like John, and I know you had him in Hershey, to watch a guy get drafted at 18 and now at 34 years old, you know, get to a place where only a handful of defensemen get. I mean, not just the 1,000 games, but doing it with one team, one organization, one city. It was really cool to see that.
We talked a little bit about it on the show, but it really is amazing to me the historical context as it relates to number 74 compared to a lot of really good defensemen who played in this organization, and now he's played more games than any of them. He gets one more goal. He'll have more goals than all of them as well. He's been offensive. He has been defensive. He has been out in all situations, and he's done it more than anybody else in now the 50 years of the team that it's been here.
And he won the Stanley Cup.
That's
the key. To me, that's what makes him a Hall of Famer. And, you know, with all due respect to Scott Stevens and Larry Murphy and Rod Langway, and you can even throw Mike Green in there, this organization has had some great, great defensemen over the years. That said, John Carlson has been and still is a great defenseman, but has a championship ring. And in my mind, that puts him on a different level, that puts him on a pedestal, that makes him one of the pillars of this franchise. And the crazy thing is, he doesn't seem to be slowing down all that much. So he's got a couple years left on that contract. I'd expect him to continue to play at a high level for a long time.
Back to present day, Pittsburgh, the opponent here, and after going 0-2-1 in the last 3 and a very tough loss in Buffalo, the Capitals, I think we call this as close to must win as you can find. Yep. You can't go winless in 4 here down the stretch.
You can't. You know, they already lost to a team that was behind them in the standings in Buffalo. Look, that's a young team, a fast team. That's not really a great matchup for them. The Penguins, on the other hand, you know, that's a familiar team. I think the hair stands up on the back of some guys' necks when they know the Penguins are coming into the building. They've played well against the Penguins this year. And as Spencer Carberry was saying, it even goes back to Hershey Wilkes-Barre, right? I mean, you are kind of raised, if you're in this organization for any amount of time, to hate that team, that organization. So there's some built-in hate. Sidney Crosby is playing out of his mind right now. They are playing quite well as a team. This game for both teams is really, and I hate using this term at this time of year, but it really is a must-win. If the Capitals win this game in regulation, they have essentially buried Crosby and company. If the Penguins win this game in regulation, you know, it's on.
It's on, and the Capitals certainly going to be scratching and clawing the rest of the way and going to be right there on that edge and could be on the wrong side of the line, too. Charlie Lindgren has played a lot of hockey for this team, and we expect him to get the start against Pittsburgh. It sounded like we'd see Darcy Kuemper Friday, according to the coach in the presser yesterday, but that's not really a shock. But what has been a tremendous workload for Charlie here moving forward, that is only going to continue. And something to monitor as we get through when you're going every other day and one more back-to-back at the end of the year, it isn't letting up between now and Game 82.
It isn't. And, you know, I would say the skaters like playing every other day. It kind of gets them into a rhythm. It can be tiring, but at least you kind of don't have that gap where you relax and exhale and then have to ramp it back up. For goaltenders, it's workload, kind of compounding of workload, especially when you're in Charlie's situation. I mean, this really reminds me of, like, you know, the Henrik Lundqvist Rangers days. I mean, when he's playing back in the day, Lundqvist played like 70 games. You know, if you were to extrapolate Charlie's workload over this last little bit, he probably would have played like 70 games this year. I mean, that's a lot this time, especially in the modern NHL. You know, this last decade, I think the analytics have shown that there is a drop off when you play a goalie too much. But right now, he's playing great, and Darcy Kuemper's been looking to find his game for quite a while. And you're right; I mean, it doesn't let up. And it's not just the physical toll. And they've done things to mitigate the physical toll. They're giving him practices off. They're making morning skates very short for him. They have the third goalie, Parker Milner, take a lot of shots. He's trying to stay off his feet during the day. You know, Charlie, I'm talking about here. But you know, the mental part of this too. I mean, you're just under the gun all day, every other day. It's just, it can be exhausting, but right now, Charlie's arguably been this team's MVP, and he's got to continue to be if this team wants to get into the playoffs.
One of the things that would really help Washington's chances for trying to get into the postseason, they've gotten a lot of goals from Alex Ovechkin. They've gotten a lot of big goals from Dylan Strome, but a little bit more from some secondary sources. We haven't seen a lot from Malenstein or Protas, or Pacioretty is certainly another, where when you need them down the stretch here in the last eight games, and it's crunch time, and the big guys are being keyed on, you're going to need goals from other places. They got it with Ferravari the other night in Buffalo. They just didn't get much else after that. Be able to find those kinds of things, and that's where this team can, maybe that's enough to push them over the top.
Yeah, you know, secondary scoring is paramount this time of year going down the stretch and into the playoffs, because I feel like the best players, they kind of cancel each other out, and that's by design. The coaches are more in tune with hard matching and getting the matchups on the ice that they want, and it gets harder for the star players to find ice, or open ice, I should say. So it really is on the secondary guys to start chipping in. And I'd like to see a little more from the blue line. Ferravari's goal was the 18th for this team this year. That is at the bottom. I mean, I believe it's tied with Chicago for the fewest goals from a blue line. When this team was winning, you know, a couple of weeks ago, John Carlson was scoring goals. And last year, you want to go all back to last year, Trevor Van Riemsdyk was scoring. Rasmus Sandin had a big explosion when he first got here. And Nick Jensen scored some goals. And that just has kind of dried up this year. And that's hurt the secondary scoring. They absolutely need that down the stretch here. Tom Wilson coming back in against the Penguins. I don't consider him a secondary scorer. He's a first line guy, but you know, it'd be nice for him over these last eight games to pop a few.
Getting him back in, and we don't know the status of TJ Oshie. We will know more at morning skate, we would think, and maybe not even then. Maybe it's a game time decision. But getting number 43 back, what is a reasonable expectation for someone who's been out at this time of year as the game is ramping up? You miss six games. It's not easy. You can't just plug right back in and go where you were. Tommy was going pretty good at the time the suspension came. Now he's got to catch the moving train here all over again.
Yeah, we talked to him after Wednesday's practice, and that is something he brought up. He said he worked on his skills, he worked on his conditioning. At this time of the year, it is nice to get a little bit of a break. I mean, he obviously doesn't want to be suspended, clearly, but he should be fresh. But he said the challenge is the speed of the game. He said you can only simulate to a certain degree the speed of NHL hockey when you're jumping in. You're not just catching a moving train, you're catching a moving train with eight games to go when everyone around you is fighting tooth and nail to get in the playoffs. So I'd imagine the heart rate will be going a little fast those first couple of shifts. I'm not making light of this, but he has experience doing this, right? This is the sixth time he's come back from suspension. You look at who he's terrorized the most over the years. He's got more goals against the Penguins than anyone else. I did look at the times he's come back from suspension. He only has one goal and one assist the previous four times, but he's also made his impact felt in other ways. He's got big hit numbers. There are a lot of penalty minutes in those games. So, look, Tom is going to find a way to make an impact on the team. I know he feels like he let his team down with that mistake that he made, and he's going to want to atone for it.
4 o'clock Thursday, the television debut of the show this week. Look forward to doing these down the stretch with you, sir. Thanks for this. Appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
The Eastern Conference race this morning looks like this. The Philadelphia Flyers, who are off tonight, have 6 games to go and have 83 points. That is good for third place in the Metropolitan Division. The Capitals have 82 points, 8 games to go, holding the second wild card. And if the Capitals are able to win tonight, they will wake up tomorrow morning in Raleigh in third place themselves. Detroit, also with 82, 7 games to go there. The Wings are off tonight, too. They will host the New York Rangers tomorrow in Motown. And the New York Islanders, 7 games left and now 81 points. Islanders are in Columbus tonight trying to take down the Jackets and also trying to move past the Caps with a win and a Washington loss. And Pittsburgh has 79 points, 7 games to go before they play tonight here. So yeah, must win tonight for the black and gold. It's definitely going to feel like a playoff game at 7th and F tonight. Quick programming note for the game broadcast the next 2 days. Tonight will be on 106.7 The Fan for Pittsburgh. Tomorrow, Nationals baseball on 106.7. We will move to 99.1 FM in Washington and Baltimore. It's the Capitals and the Pittsburgh Penguins tonight at 7 Eastern before heading to Raleigh tomorrow to take on the Hurricanes. 6:45 airtime on 106.7 The Fan. And always right here on Caps Radio 24/7. Heard for free at Caps Radio 247. com. Have a great game day Thursday, everybody.
For the latest on the Capitals and hockey news around the clock,
let's go Caps!
Tune in to Caps Radio 24/7. Listen online via the Capitals mobile app at CapsRadio247.com
or ask Alexa
to play Caps Radio 24/7 on TuneIn.